Hey everybody, Stephen from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about our comfort zone. I was sitting down with my dad last night. We'll get into that, but we were chatting in a real dyslexic way, looking at a million different things, patterns and odd things. We were fighting and you can imagine two dyslexics in a room that have a lot of energy can be really interesting. So we came up with a bit of a thought idea or a pattern that I hadn't really recognized before, and I wanted to share it. So let's dive in. Okay, so let's dive into today's episode. Now, I've spoken about my father in the past when I found out I had dyslexia really young, no idea it was hereditary or could be passed down. It was only later in life when I met Vanessa, I was able to fully kind of capture what that meant. And so the thing I learned at that time, or I definitely guessed, was that my father was definitely neurodivergent. He definitely was dyslexic, ADHD, a bit of both. But again, he was like me, where you didn't really notice ADHD in him at all because he wasn't overly hyperactive on the outside, but inside he definitely struggled with it all his life. And so we have some really intense conversations, you know, now that we're a bit older. You know, ever since I've understood my own dyslexic and ADHD mind, I've been able to actually have much better conversations with him. In the old days, it was much more explosive. Neither of us really understood each other. Friction would be the word I would probably throw out there as a key defining word of our relationship for the first 28 years. You know, in those later years before I realized what dyslexia was, we got a little bit better. But, you know, once I really understood him and went, wow, he's been struggling with this his whole life and has never had a clue how this has affected him. He's just felt this way inside. You know, that makes sense why he's had these challenges or why he's expressed them in the ways he has, which is always tough. So bringing it on to today's conversation. So we sat down. I play football. I'm a goalkeeper. I think the most dyslexic or ADHD position where it's all adrenaline based. It's all so much focus, very specific, you know, good ADHD focus in there. It's just so much fun. Love it. But before I go and play, I went over to actually sit down with my dad, which was something I haven't done a lot over the years. But because he lives closer to the football fields, it makes sense with traffic. So it means I get a couple of hours with my dad. I get to go then play football. Happy days. It makes sense. You know, two birds, one stone. We all love to get some life hacks in like that, right? But in this conversation, we really got into a bunch of different topics, from health to wealth to business. And what I'm always looking for, and I'm not sure about you, is using the ability for pattern recognition. Hearing a bunch of different stories about someone's life or about different topics and going, what's the underlying pattern that holds these all together? I'm a true believer that how you do one thing is how you do everything. If you're struggling with something in your life, that is duplicating out through 10, 20 different locations in different ways. And vice versa, if you're succeeding in a certain way, that success is usually duplicated in multiple ways. It's kind of when people go, I'm really good at that, it's because they're doing the same thing really well in different places and they're really good at it. Does that make sense? Hopefully that does. But to me, it's really obvious. Now, what I was doing with my dad, we started chatting initially about football. And I'm a goalkeeper, and I had a really good tournament over the weekend. We went away to a little island where a bunch of teams got together and played football or soccer for the Americans here listening. And I just was on fire. I was having such a good game. I won a penalty shootout, so I actually saved a penalty, which led to us winning, which was fantastic. It was really, really good, and I was really proud of myself. And, you know, as all good dyslexic ADHD dads do, is they look for perfection. and they try and pick that out of the crowd, right? They try and actually look for something that could be a negative, which is frustrating. I'm not going to lie. They say, well, you should always be striving to be better. You should always be trying to be the best. And he goes, well, it must be easy at your level, is basically what he said, which was really nice. Because I guess I'm not a professional, understandable. And I said, I guess it is a bit easier, but I really love it passionately. And he goes, well, are you looking at ways of getting better and trying to improve? And I was like, no. No, I'm not. I used to, but no, I'm not. I just really enjoy the game. And he's like, well, if you don't want to grow, what's the point? And it was so funny listening to him say that, because back in the day, my mind always went to how can I be better? How can I grow? That was my go-to on everything. And I used to love it. It meant I didn't have to think about my real life because I was always trying to get better at something. I never had to stop long enough, or I couldn't stop myself long enough to take in and be grateful for what I had or where I was. And so I was always trying to push myself outside of my comfort zone, even if it felt horrible and I wasn't enjoying life and it caused anxiety, stress, you name it, it caused a bit of everything. And I sat there and I was thinking, you're right. Actually, I don't have any interest in getting to a higher division. You know, if we play a tournament, of course I want to try and win. And if we do, that's fantastic. If we don't, I really don't care. But I want to play the game. I want to enjoy it with people. I'm just going to have fun. Each game, I'm always stretching. Sometimes I do learn something new, but I'm not chasing that growth. Does that make sense? And so every game, I'm ever so slightly out of my comfort zone. When you play goalkeeper, you're always out of your comfort zone at some point because you never know how someone is going to take a shot on goal. It's not the same every time. The person's different. The location's different. The defense are different. Everything changes. So there's always enough out of my comfort zone, but I'm also very much in my comfort zone. I'm 99% in it. You know, I'm only a few percent out, if that, you know. So there's enough stretch, but it's good. And I was like, that is interesting. I really do enjoy that, and it makes me really happy. There's no point of football that I think I'm unhappy playing it. So I'm like, where does that fit in other parts of my life? Or where have I heard this before? And I remember back, I did a great interview. Well, it wasn't a great interview, but the guy was great. It was a guy called Dr. Halloran. He's an ADHD guy over in the US. He's on the podcast, I want to say a year ago, give or take. And we talked about ADHD, and he just released a new book called ADHD 2.0, which is fantastic if you're interested. A really good one to listen to on Audible or to get it if you prefer to read, your choice, of course. But I was having a chat with him, and I said, so you're also dyslexic as well as ADHD, and you've written, I think he's up to 14 books, maybe it was 18. Let's just say it was a large number of books. And I said, well, you're dyslexic. Naturally, people would say, hey, you shouldn't be writing books, or it must be really, really hard, right? And he goes, do you know what? It's actually just outside my comfort zone. He goes, it draws me enough to keep me interested, but it's not too hard, especially after the first few, that it forces me. And he goes, it's a really nice place to be. And he basically said, that's the secret, you know, to a lot of dyslexics and those with ADHD, is that we sometimes find ourselves playing so far out of our comfort zone, and we think that's what we want, and it gives us a big adrenaline surge, but it usually causes havoc at the end of the day. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly how I used to live my life. And so all the work I've done, I was just playing with it. I've changed to that model that he spoke about, where everything I'm doing is no longer trying to take over the world and have to be number one. I've built the confidence, the momentum, the consistency to just play in that 5% above the 100 in my comfort zone, rather than like jumping out of airplanes every day, which is what I used to feel like doing. Just everything started to get normal and I jump out of a plane and wreck it all and try again. I'm now really, really clear on where I'm going. And so I'm like, okay, I don't have to reinvent the wheel every 3 days. I can just be a bit outside. And I've looked at it, you know, business planning this year. What I'm doing actually isn't game changing. It wouldn't win an award on stage. It wouldn't make me known. It wouldn't give me a huge amount of external like love. People aren't going, wow, you're a businessman of the year. You know, to me, it's a massive improvement, if I'm honest, but it's, you know, it's not me trying to strive for Mount Everest. It's me going, do you know what? I'm really happy climbing that big hill up the road. That makes me happy. And so this change in perspective is probably the best way to put it, of playing just outside my comfort zone, be it football, be it climbing that next mountain, be it in business, or even be it in health. You know, like I've really said to myself as well, like I only need to get a couple of percent better, a couple of percent out of my comfort zone this year. You know, I don't have to do the next big fad diet. I just have to do something that works for me and work it. And, you know, I think that's a big thing. Like where in your life are you finding yourself consistently, constantly throwing yourself into these giant, overwhelming holes that you think are easier to complete than they really are? Where do you need to step back and go, hey, you know, maybe it's actually okay if I don't conquer that mountain yet. Maybe I can do something a bit smaller. You know, what could you do? Because I definitely will tell you my stress and anxiety over the last 12 months, which was what I worked on last year in my life, a lot more podcasts on that back and forth. You know, what I, you know, in reflection, you know, what's happened is I've become much better at judging where I want to go. I've become much, much better at setting realistic goals that I can beat, which is awesome. You know, God, it's so much more successful. And then going, actually, I don't need to go further than them. I can actually sit here. And if I have completed them or I'm on path, I can just let them happen. I can rest. I don't have to do anything game changing. That's been a massive change for me. Playing with my comfort zone in that way, yeah, like I hope I've explained that. I hope those soccer football metaphors work for you, the mountain climbing. But that's what I wanted to share today, guys. It was really an aha moment for me yesterday talking to my dad, watching what he's doing in the same vein. He's learning computer programming at the age of 69, of programming mobile apps. He loves it. He loves the problem-solving side of it. But he won't do any work for people yet because he doesn't feel good enough. So he's like, his comfort zone is just solving the next problem. And as long as he's doing that, he's happy. He doesn't want to push any further at this point. But yeah, that's what I wanted to share. Where is your comfort zone? Are you trying to go way too far ahead in too many different places all at the same time? It's causing stress. Where could you actually say, hey, in 12 months, I could just do less and be much happier? What could that look like? Anyway, have an epic rest of your day. I'll be back soon.